It's Club Nut. Who else would it be other than an imposter pretending to be Club Nut? But no one can quite say, like I can say, I just felt like talking about Edgar Allan Poe today. He's a writer, and if you don't know who he is, then really you should just press stop on this and go cry. Because, like, I don't know how you can go through life not knowing who he is, but, he's a writer of horror, actually, and the reason why I like him, and I'm becoming more and more reminded of this, is that he has a bravery as a writer that you don't often find. He uses first-person narrators always, like most of his stories, and he has no problem warping your feelings towards that narrator. And not only that, when you're a writer and you are writing first person, it's almost like placing yourself in those shoes and feeling everything that that narrator feels. Not that you don't feel everything a third person character feels, but when you're writing as a first person character, it's more immediate. And he writes in one story of someone who becomes so overcome with disgust at this cat that reminds him of a cat that he killed before, that he ends up murdering his wife. And it's just like the trust that you had in that character and the revulsion as a writer that I feel when I read that story is it goes against my base nature to write a character like that, to write about someone who has a homicidal rage. And there's a certain bravery of spirit. He doesn't apologize for making you horrified. He doesn't apologize for his narrators ever. And I'm sure that, like, that just takes control and a sense of, I don't know, you really are in the story in that moment. And he can make you see things that sometimes authors have trouble making you see what they're writing. Everything's visual. He gives you sense of taste, sense of smell. And he's more than just a horrific horror story writer. He sets up scenes that are scary, yes, but what he really is doing is placing your base emotions and making you revulsed at the fact that in first person you are that character when you're reading it and when you're writing it. And it's kind of like a betrayal when you're reading a narrator that you would like to think of as the protagonist who just murdered his wife. So anyways, that's why I like Edgar Allan Poe, so I hope you like this. Thanks. Have a great Friday. Bye.